But how much variance in bladder size is there? You know, like a whole pea's worth of bladder? No way.
Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce.
We're back, baby.
Namasauce, dude. That was a new one, right?
Did you plan that?
I thought of it. I went to yoga today and they said namaste. Oh, and I was like, what about like, namasauce? Yeah.
You were like, hey, stop everything. Just stop the class. I have an announcement to make.
This is the class.
The for talk sauce. This is the yoga class. Yeah, this is the yoga class for talk sauce.
By talk sauce.
Yeah, today we're not going to do a podcast. This is actually going to be a guided yoga class. So if everyone has their yoga mats with them, just unroll them and then we'll start in a nice child's
pose. Inhale, hands above your head. Gaze follows the hands. Exhale, om to namasauce.
So is this is this the first time you've like actually gone to yoga classes or is this new for
you? I've gone to three classes in the last like 2 or 3 weeks.
Did you have any yoga experience prior to that?
I had like messed around like in college, the rec center, like once a semester would give you like a free trial of classes and stuff. I'd always wanted to do it, but could never like afford it. Yoga studios are so expensive.
It is expensive. So what are you doing now? Is it
a studio opened up in my neighborhood in Brooklyn that is donation based?
Mm.
And they have like donations based on income, like suggested donation based on what you make. And your boy falls in the lowest income donation bracket. So I was like, your boy can afford this. So
nice. How much do you donate each time?
My salary range is $5 to $10. So I just do 10.
That's awesome.
Which is like, that's an amazing deal.
Yeah, no, that's a really good deal. They actually have a similar thing in Austin and it's like $10 expected donation.
The place is called Baby Cobra. Shout out. They also offer $100 memberships per month.
Wow.
Where I'm like, if I like it enough, like, because if I
that
go,
definitely
I
might, worth it. If you go,
if I start going 2-3 times a week, I might. Right now,
there's nothing that'll make you feel better physically and mentally than yoga.
Oh, it's meditation and exercise rolled into one. It's
just
wild.
Stretch. Like, I remember the first time I went to a yoga class. And I got out after and I was just like standing up so straight. And I was oh my God, dude, I feel amazing.
Dude, when I walked out of class today, I felt high. so good, dude.
But you just feel so relaxed. Like there's nothing that'll make you feel quite as relaxed as yoga, I don't think.
No, it's amazing. It's incredible.
It's kind of funny. The way I got started in yoga, my friend in college, there was this girl that he was interested in and she was a yoga teacher at the rec. And he was like, man, like, I want to try and talk to this girl. Like, and I found out she teaches yoga class. Will you like come to the yoga class with me? And we went and nothing ever ended up happening like with him and the girl, but we ended up going to yoga like regularly. So we went to yoga like twice a week for an entire semester.
That's hilarious. I bet you got really flexible.
Not really, man. I think I'm good at certain things, but like my hamstrings are just permanently really tight. Yeah, I got into also, there was right across the street, like within my apartment complex area, there was this hot yoga studio. And I started going there. Like I got like a, they did these intro memberships and I did one of those. And I was going pretty regularly, but it got shut down to COVID, unfortunately.
Oh, that sucks, man.
But it was so convenient. But they made us. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna like reiterate how much I'm enjoying it.
Oh, it's awesome. I did it. So the last time I did it at this place, they made us wear masks and it was in hot yoga.
And
we were like, I went with Alex and we were like, let's just do it. And I'm wearing a cloth mask, right? We do this whole thing and the entire time it feels like I'm breathing through a wet towel. And at the end, we walk out of the studio. And I grab my mask and wring it out, and like sweat just pours out of it onto the ground.
That's
it was
like
so
a POW
disgusting.
Torture tactic.
Yeah.
You know?
It was so disgusting, dude.
Every time I go, I'm always a little nervous that I'm going to fart during yoga. Like, just every time I'm like, today's the class. And today actually was the class where I farted for the first time. But it was quiet and not stinky.
Wow.
So cool. But nice. Last class, I was super nervous about it, like particularly nervous for some reason. And then there's this, like, this girl walked in and she was the hottest girl in the class. Like, she was so hot, like, you could feel the energy of the room shift. Like, someone that hot walked in.
You're like,
class,
namaste.
You know? Namaste. And then she posts up right behind me. She puts her mat behind mine. So I was like, oh, fuck. If I do rip it, she's in the line of fire. Directly. I was so nervous.
Yeah.
And then the whole class, I'm like super conscious of it. I wind up not farting, but straight up from her mat, I just hear like she ripped it
in
like a wet, wet one. And it made her so much more attractive to me.
Yeah, that really like it humanizes her, right?
It You're did. Probably That's putting exactly her up on what a pedestal it was. Before. I was like, oh, she's a person. Okay. And it made her hotter, I thought.
That is interesting, but I'll take it. That's cool though. So quick aside, if my audio is a little weird, I am at my parents' house in using a baby mic and it sounds a little echoey in here for me. So I'm worried there might be a little feedback.
Jack's just used to mega mic and now that he's using a baby mic, he's like, oh, this is different. But trust me, baby mic.
Yeah, it feels pretty good. It's kind of like it's just so small, like holding something this small.
It's weird. Like you're holding a pencil.
Yeah, but I'm also not used to holding something. Like most of the time I just have this mic that sits in front of my face and I just sit there, you know? So it's a little different.
I kind of like the holding.
I kind of dig it too because I can kind of lean back a little bit more as opposed
yeah,
to,
like,
you know?
You can, yeah, which I like. You can like adjust the lumbar in your chair and lean. Like you could lay down and pod right now.
Yeah. Dude, so you're kind of going through like a big life shift. So you're doing yoga and you also got a pretty significant haircut here that I'm
Yeah, I got a huge haircut. This is the shortest my hair's been since high school or at least freshman year of college.
That's pretty
like
crazy.
2014 at the latest was the last
do you like
my
it?
Hair was so short. Yes, I do quite like it. It is a little shorter than I wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told her to cut it this length, so it's on me, but I thought it would look a little longer still when I told her where I wanted it. But the maintenance of this like hair, because my hair relatively is like still pretty long, you know, like
yeah.
I still
I mean,
have long hair.
I would God. Say you still have long hair,
but sure. Just compared to where my hair was, like my hair goes just below my ear now, whereas before my hair was at my shoulders. Like the maintenance of it is so easy. I like it doesn't get in my face, it doesn't get in the way, it dries quick when I get out of the shower. I'm liking it. I liked it initially, but the more I have it and the like more I realize like the subtleties of how easy it is to have short hair, I'm like, damn, I wasted a lot of effort getting my hair out of my mouth while I was eating food over the last 7 years, you know. Which yeah. was the thing, dude. Like, I would be eating yeah. and I'd be like, oh, I have hair in my
I like
mouth
it.
Now.
I feel you like your face, like, I didn't realize how little of your face I saw when you had the.
Yeah, me neither.
It, like, covered up your chin. So kind of. That's
yeah,
crazy.
Dude. Like I have ears, you know? Like,
whoa. I thought you just had holes in your head, like a lizard.
Yeah, like a lizard or some sort of alien or something. But. No, I'm enjoying it. I do like it. It still feels like weird every time I run my hands through it. My hands are out of my hair really quickly. Like that's an adjustment for sure. But
you need a new thing. So I guess you were a long hair guy before and now you're a yoga guy.
That's what I was telling the lady as she was cutting my hair. I was like, you know, the more you cut off, the more I realize I just had hair that long because it was my personality for
yeah,
forever.
You don't, yeah, you know? You gotta rebrand, dude.
I was like, I'm long hair guy. Now I'm like, I don't need the hair for the personality. So now I'm podcast guy.
Yeah, talk guy. Boss guy.
I'm guy who won't shut up about his podcast.
Yeah, it's growing. Fastest growing podcast on this side of the Mississippi. Our podcast is on both sides of the Mississippi. That's crazy.
I bet it is. It's wild. And in Canada.
No, I was talking about just like the recording aspect of it. Like it's. It
oh,
goes
I see. I thought you were talking about the.
Yeah,
listeners.
We do have international.
We're straight
listeners.
Up international now.
I was looking at the map one time and someone from India listened to it. Or I think it's more likely that the data was wrong
No way, dude. Let us have this. Let us have this. We're getting into India. Mumbai. Yeah. Dude, we're going to get... They're going to make a Bollywood movie about the origins of sauce.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Song and dance numbers about you and I becoming friends in high school. That would be badass.
I'm on board for it. Oh, I'll be the executive producer. I'll let them have creative control, but I'll just kind of like... You know, help them make sure they get the facts straight with the story.
Yeah, because I mean, we just have a pretty straightforward. We had class together, became buds. Like, you're gonna have to spice up that story a little bit. Like, we start out as enemies of some sort. You know, like, I don't know what we're enemies over though. Like, a girl would be too easy. What if it was? We're on rival. Like,
we're like the two best tetherball players on the playground. Yeah. And like, we have these like two, you know, we came up like, cause we were at different school systems in middle school. So I was like the guy at my school and then you were the guy. And then our schools combined and we just had like huge.
And we didn't know how to be co-guy.
Yeah. But we had like flocks of people like following us around from our tetherball talent. And then we ran into each other and we had a famous tetherball game that lasted 6 days. And they had to send us home. It never ended. The ball just kept going back and forth until we both passed out from heat exhaustion.
What I like, too, is that one day our coach was like, I need to bring these two titans of tetherball together because if we can't have the two best athletes in PE1 not getting along.
Yeah.
So what they decided to do was to make a volleyball game, and then we were on the same team. And then we came up with the Egyptian,
yeah.
And then we're like, oh, shoot, I fuck with this guy.
who would play our coach? Say not a, because I don't know many Bollywood actors, but if it was a Hollywood movie, who do you think our coach would be?
Bradley Cooper.
Really? I think it'd be like Kevin Costner, or like maybe Michael Keaton. It's got to be like
someone a little like more older and dignified.
Yeah.
What about like a British actor, like someone classically trained, Shakespeare or something.
I like that.
You know, that would be cool. But I'm also down for like Costner.
Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom plays one of our classmates. He's
He's like, I'm a teenager foreign exchange student.
Yeah, he transferred from the UK. He was born in Texas.
We all look funny in high school.
I think the rule is we don't cast people under the age of 25. Like, most high school movies and TV shows all have like 27. Like, if I got cast in a movie right now, I'd probably be playing like a high school kid.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I feel like that's kind of going away. A little bit, like, with the, because the only movie that I can really think of is like the new Spider-Man movies, and they are older, but they at least, well, maybe it's just because I'm older and they look,
they also maybe weren't, they were probably 18-19 when they got
canceled. When they like started it, right?
There was a movie called Dear Evan Hansen that came out a couple of months ago. It's based on a Broadway musical starring this guy named Ben Platt. He played the role on Broadway. He plays a high school, I don't know what year in high school he is. Let's say junior. He was, at the time the movie came out, he was born, he's 28 years old and he plays a 17 year old. And apparently it is distracting from everyone who's seen
the movie. Why do you think they do that? Do you think it's just because they're better actors at that age, or what do you think?
I think it's just always been
done like that and they feel the need to do that.
I don't know. That's a good question. I feel like they probably think like you can probably make them sexier because they're like adults.
True.
You know, like you can't really sex up minors.
It's probably a hassle to work with like teenagers too, I would imagine.
Yeah. And I mean, but if you're like a teenager who wants to be an actor, you're probably like pretty professional because you just want to be there, you know, but also who knows, hormones and shit.
Yeah, dude, those damn hormones.
I mean, Tom Holland and Zendaya started dating while making Spider-Man, you know. I mean, but people fucking Hollywood all the time. That's not a teenager thing. I don't know, that's tough to say.
Yeah,
that's tough to say. But I do like Orlando Bloom as a classmate. He plays Kelly. Yeah, shout out Kelly. He plays Kelly. Kelly in this
Kelly's
world,
probably
Kelly's
like, hell yeah, man.
Yeah, but he plays Kelly like he has Legolas hair again because he's playing Kelly in high school.
He's just literally an elf. He's just in the full Legolas outfit, but with red skinny jeans.
And it's never acknowledged. We're just like, Kelly. That would be hilarious. But I do like a Costner. I think that's a good call on Coach. I'll cast you, you cast me.
Okay, you go first.
No, you go first.
Man, that's tough. But my first one would be that kid from Airborne or whatever, that movie that...
Oh, come on. That's
been... Yeah, yeah, I know. I'm just kidding. Let me think. So I feel like it's going to be a goofy role, but I think it needs to be played by a serious actor.
Yeah, so
I want to go Ewan McGregor.
Nice. I like it. He can play young for sure. He's done young Obi-Wan Kenobi. Who's to say he can't do young Bo Baloo next, you know? Yeah. I like that. I think that's inspired casting. Let's see. For you, part of me almost wants to mirror the Star Wars things a little bit. We could go Hayden Christensen, who played Anakin.
That'd
and we could
sweet.
Let
That'd
the
be
reverse honored. Of their relationship, you know? But he's also not the best actor in the world, so that's...
I want to be played by Andy Serkis as Smeagol. Just like...
No,
Smeagol,
we are...
Like, Smeagol dressed up as me.
That's not right for you. I like that in the movie. He could play like, one of the guys who...
AJ.
Yeah, he's Smeagol, but instead of trying to get the ring, he just tries to propose shitty fantasy football trades all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't know. For you, maybe I don't I should go a little younger than Ewan McGregor. I don't know. I like Hayden Christensen. We'll give him some acting lessons.
I'm down, dude. We'll reach out
to
him after
Star
this.
Wars parallel for sure.
Yeah.
And there's definitely a lot of musical numbers. This is a musical for sure. It's a Hollywood adaptation of the Bollywood movie about the origins of the podcast. We go to Bollywood.
Yeah, we're on Broadway.
Yeah. In Mumbai. We did Indian Broadway for a while.
Whoa. I like that.
We just want to get in that market. It's the most populous. It's, well, China is probably more popular, but it's more populous than the U.S.
I think the second most populous country is India, next to China. But they both have over a billion people, which is insane.
But that's a good market to get into. Our governments get along better, so we could probably live in India more easily.
Yeah. The curry's great. I love curry.
Oh, yeah. Their food is out.
Yeah.
I would rather make it in India first.
You always liked Indian food, or do you even like Indian food?
I do. I don't know. I was pretty picky for a good chunk of my life, so it took a lot. I probably didn't have Indian food for the first time until I moved to New York at some point.
Yeah. So I had Indian food in college one time, and it was just it was so bad. I guess the restaurant was it was almost like Chipotle style. Like they just scooped a bunch of slop on your plate. And it was disgusting. And for years after that, or probably for a couple of years, I didn't eat Indian food the whole time. And then when I was doing that internship in San Francisco, there was this guy who was from India who was there. And he's like, dude, you got to try it again. Like, come on. And so we went to this Indian restaurant and it was one of the best meals I had ever had in my life up to that point. And it was crazy because I just thought I didn't like it for the longest time. And then having it again with actually high quality was so good.
Was he Indian? Like he was born in India or was he
so he went, he came to the U.S. for college.
Oh God. So he knows the legit stuff.
Yeah. He was this is better than some of the Indian food in India. In San Francisco. It was so good.
I bet it was amazing.
Yeah. And there's this one place in Austin that's a counter serve Indian place that I love. And I'll just it's my guilty pleasure, Uber Eats food. If I order Uber Eats, 9 times out of 10, it's this Indian place.
Yeah. I make a lot of curry at home, so I don't order.
I've never done that
too much.
I want to try.
It's actually not that hard to make, and it's like really good.
What do you use, like curry paste, or like what do you? How do you?
Use like curry powder. Sometimes I'll buy like jarred, like Trader Joe's for a while had like spicy pumpkin curry, and like earlier in the fall, and I'll buy like jarred stuff sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But curry, it's actually really fairly easy to make, all things considered, and it tastes delicious.
Dang, I'll have to give it a try. It's like,
yeah,
they're just it's just such a unique flavor. Like, you just don't get anything like it in any other food. I
couldn't even begin to guess what spices curry.
Yeah, there's probably like 100 different spices in it.
Yeah, turmeric and every other spice.
Yeah, but a lot of turmeric.
Yeah, for the color.
Yeah. So what'd you do this weekend?
I had dim sum twice.
Oh,
did
you go back to that place?
My favorite food now. No, I went to different ones. I went for a birthday dinner.
Is incredible.
It's my favorite food.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, that's like soup dumplings. So like dumplings with soup on the inside.
It was my roommate's birthday. And his dad and soon to be stepmom came to town for a birthday dinner. So we went with some, like, our neighbors across the hall and stuff. And his dad and his soon to be stepmom had never had dim sum before. So they asked me what it was. And it jokingly came up that dim sum was family style food, but Asian. And I think that's honestly the best way of.
That is like, a good description. Yeah,
like it's like going to Babes, but if you got only like Asian food.
Dude, I'm getting hungry. I haven't had dinner yet. Now that I'm thinking about dim sum, but yeah, we went to this place when I was in New York. Bo took me to this like really authentic dim sum place, and it was like the dim sum itself was so good. But what I had never had before was they brought out these giant, like it was a dim sum, but like four times the size of normal, and they fried it like the outside, but it still somehow had soup on the inside.
Those were dumplings.
Those were next level, man. Yeah, those were so good. I've never seen those.
Fun before. Ones? Yeah.
Oh my God. They were huge. We ordered so much, though. Like, we had way too much food.
We went to a party after, and there was like a big part of us that was like, oh man.
I don't know how to do this. Yeah. I was like, I'd be content just sitting here with the dim sum and, you know,
just contemplating.
Man. But yeah, that was cool. You told me that you went to that area and did that like dim sum. So you basically went to all those different restaurants and had like a couple each place.
Me and some friends, when it first got warm out this year, did what we referred to as a Chinatown dumpling crawl, where we just went to Chinatown in Manhattan and went to like six or seven different places and just got like some dumplings and some other dim sum stuff from each place and just... Each had like one or two things from every restaurant. Awesome. And the place I took Jack was my favorite of all the places we went to. And it still stands as my favorite. Every time I have people in town now, I take them to that place.
Dude, that place rules. Next time I'm in New York, 100% we're going. That's one thing that I think we don't do enough is like if we're going to have a meal, like if we're eating, it's always at one restaurant. You know what I mean? And I think I've done it before where you just go and like if you're with a few people, you get like an entree at like several different places. If there's a bunch of good restaurants in the area, like get an appetizer at a couple places and like it's like bar hopping, but with food. Like, I don't know why that's
one of the perks of New York City, you know, like that.
Yeah,
that Big something Apple. Like that is a little easier to do because you don't have to drive from every place. Like you can walk and. A lot of, especially if you go to a place like Chinatown where they're just next door to each other, you don't have to go far. Because when you eat, you just want to like sit down and eat more or less. But if you do something like that, it makes it easier.
But it was fun.
I'm sure there's like you could probably do that with like tacos or something in Austin if you wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah. I did it in San Antonio with just like, there were just a bunch of random restaurants in the area. And we kind of went around and had a bunch of different food there. It's pretty sweet. And then you just drink the whole time too. It's a great time.
Oh, right along Riverwalk and stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. San Antonio's pretty cool.
San Antonio is cool. I've been to the Rainforest Cafe there. I think that was the last time I went to a Rainforest Cafe.
My parents used to take us there when we were younger, and we always got like scared. Someone was like always freaking out in the Rainforest Cafe.
Your family at the Rainforest Cafe, people would think your family is like some of the animatronics. They're like, look at that huge family.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. No, that,
why is that? Yeah. Why is that monkey eating at the table? What's going on?
So it wasn't the same person every time, but every time one person got freaked out.
I don't know if it was like one person, but it's just, I mean, those things are kind of scary. Like if you're a little kid, there's like a giant gorilla that's like looking like at you and just like moving slowly. And then like there's
really,
and it's like dark in there and stuff, you know?
Worst animatronics at a restaurant, Chuck E. Cheese.
I knew you were going there, dude. Yeah. There's this, have you seen that whole thing online about them being like cursed or whatever?
They're so creepy, dude.
It was like one of those creepy pasta things. Do you remember those?
What's creepy pasta?
It was these, I think they were on YouTube. Well, I know they were on YouTube, but I guess people just made them, but it was kind of like horror stories that people made up about real life scenario kind of things. And there's this one, it's really low quality, but it was about like the animatrons at Chuck E. Cheese, like eating people at night or something like that. So
no, I've never seen that. That's kind of funny though.
Yeah. But yeah, those were scary. Like the way, cause they would like, they were in a band. You remember that? And they would be up on the stage and they would be like
that.
Yeah. They'd be like strumming like, doo, 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 doo. That shit was weird, dude.
They were horrifying. They were so, so upsetting. Those Chuck E. Cheese animatronics. Well,
did you know that the Chuck E. Cheese like mouse rebranded a lot? Have you seen what it looks like now?
He looks more like a mouse rather than a rat.
He's
I
like
suppose.
Cartoon now. No, he's like a cartoon mouse almost. If you want to look it up, just probably if you just Google Chuck E. Cheese.
Jack always coming to Talk Sauce with corporate rebranding.
What was the last one I had?
McDonald's.
Oh yeah, dude, you gotta admit that was a crazy realization when I told you that
blew my mind.
Yeah, like what? Ronald McDonald just slowly disappeared from your life and you didn't even realize it. It's like the Berenstain Bears, dude. What are your thoughts on that?
The Berenstain Bears, is that the Disney thing?
No, yeah. Have you never heard this theory thing? It's this children's book called The Berenstain Bears. You could look it up, but it's spelled Baron, like S-T-A-I-N. And basically the people are arguing that like everyone remembers it as Berenstain. And they think there was like a wormhole that opened up and there's a parallel dimension that switched it or something. It's like a bunch of bullshit, but I'm surprised you never heard of it.
That's creepy, man. I'm also looking at a bunch of photos of the Chuck E. Cheese animatronics performing in a band.
Dude,
it's so scary.
That would be a sick gig. What if we made a band where we just dressed like the animatronics and played music? But it's like death metal.
Look, we were like
Eric. No, we get Eric Sonson in the band and he just plays the Talk Sauce theme song.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah, that would every week.
By the way, aside from the Chuck E. Cheese, are we back on the original theme song today? I think we are.
Yeah, I'm curious what everyone thought. Like, I know we talked a lot. Like, those of us who didn't know that the new theme song was coming, I'm curious what you guys thought.
Yeah, I'm interested too. Coming from the creator of the theme song himself, he was like, please don't play that at the beginning. It's way too aggressive.
And we're like, no, we're definitely playing it at the beginning. If someone asks us not to do something like that, we're going to do it.
Yeah. I think if, depending on how hard we go in the podcast, we should play it. You know, like if we go like super hard in the paint, we got to play that one just so everybody kind of like gets prepared for what's about to happen.
It's the holiday episode every holiday, although that wasn't a holiday, but we did just have a new theme song. Yeah, if we cover like heavy topics, like what's an example of a good heavy topic?
I feel like if we really went into the Berenstain Bears thing, that could be pretty intense. We could talk about wormholes. Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko, that'd be good.
Do you... What do you think? So you like Donnie Darko, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a long time, but yeah.
It's a good movie.
I think so.
Yeah, but you don't really understand what's going on, do you?
I honestly don't remember much.
So I have this theory that no one understands what's going on in Donnie Darko, and people who say they understand what's going on in Donnie Darko are full of shit.
So remind me, I know there's like the rabbit and like the plane crashes into the house, right?
So basically, I think we're past the statute of limitations on Donnie Darko spoilers, right?
The statute of limitations is when the movie comes out on DVD.
Okay. So what if it never comes out on DVD?
Donnie Darko has been out on DVD for a
while. Okay. Or has it? So I haven't seen the movie in years either, so I'm probably going to get a lot of this wrong. But so at the beginning of the movie, a piece of a plane falls down like into the guy's house and lands in his room, but he's not there, right?
Oh, yeah, and, yeah.
Yeah, and then so there's like a whole chain of events that happens that basically like people end up dying because of him, sort of, right? Like not directly because of him, but like situations that he's in. And then he like gets interested in like parallel dimensions because all this trippy stuff is happening. And then it turns out that he was supposed to die from the stuff that fell, I think. So they ended up like going back into the different dimension and he got like hit by the plane thing and he died. So none of that stuff
actually.
So he could
prevent the other people from dying. So because he was supposed to die... Like other people around him were dying because he like threw off.
I think so, and I could be butchering this, but I think it's like the butterfly effect kind of thing.
Sure. So is the bunny like the Grim Reaper then? Is the bunny like considered dead?
I don't think so. So the bunny was just some dude dressed up like in a Halloween costume, remember, named Frank, and he like ran over someone. I think the guy in the bunny costume, and then he like shot him or something. The guy in the bunny costume died somehow, and it was Donnie Darko's fault. I don't remember exactly what happened, but then
he's the only one who sees the bunny, right?
Yeah, and I think he was getting haunted by him because that was like I don't know, that was like keeping him in check with the parallel dimension or whatever. It was like showing him what
word.
I don't know, it was like haunting him or something. I don't know. But anyway,
I feel like go ahead.
It's complicated, is all I'm trying to say.
Donnie Darko was like the first movie that I saw where I felt like kind of like edgy, you know, edgy movie I saw. Like I felt like cool because I liked it and stuff where I was like, oh yeah, I get this, you know?
Exactly. You just tell people you're into Donnie Darko.
No, I don't even mean like, yeah, I guess so. I guess that's kind of what I'm saying. Like I felt like cool because I like Donnie Darko.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's a bad movie. Like I really like it, but I think saying you like it, like, portrays being a certain type of person.
Yeah, it made me feel cool for sure. Like I remember but couldn't you argue that not the plot not really making sense is the art itself?
See, you could, like, that's but that point. That's not, I think that you might have something with that, but I don't think that's what I've just heard people act like. They're like, oh yeah, like the wormhole opens up and like blah 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 blah, like acting like they know the science behind it when I think
this
it's all
is
just fucking
pretty
made
similar
up.
To your Jack, for those of you who haven't had conversations with him about chicken wings, has a theory that nobody likes buffalo sauce and everyone's lying to him. Well, this is kind of the same thing.
I don't know. I think that theory may have been debunked.
Well, because you had like legit buffalo sauce, not like the processed.
That orange shit that they have like at fast food restaurants.
Yeah.
That stuff is so gross.
I don't like that version of buffalo sauce.
I had legit buffalo sauce and I actually liked that.
Yeah, but for a while before Jack had buffalo, that was one of Jack's big checklist items in Buffalo, was to see if people actually liked buffalo sauce or not.
Yeah, well, it was also to see if I wanted to go straight to the source of buffalo sauce to see if it was good anywhere. Because every buffalo sauce I had up to that point, I like, ugh, It was so gross.
You're lucky. Like,
it makes me cringe, dude, thinking about it.
You know how a lot of quests for answers lead people to madness? Like, they start to alienate their family and their loved ones because they become so consumed by this. You're lucky that you weren't driven to insanity by this buffalo sauce thing, or that would have ruined your life.
Yeah. No, it still could. It could come back. Once I, like, because I've been to Buffalo recently, but what if I go like 4 or 5 years without going back to Buffalo?
What if you got COVID and your taste buds changed and you went back
and
to Buffalo?
Started, like, and I started loving buffalo sauce.
But not the real stuff. Just like
only
just
the stuff that looks
like glow stick.
Dude.
That would be what COVID, whoever put COVID, I would believe in a conspiracy theory. If your buffalo sauce shifted, wow. I'd be like, oh, there's a conspiracy here.
So you definitely do develop tastes for things. Like, but does that happen in adulthood? Because I remember I used to not like ketchup as a kid, and then I started liking ketchup, and now I eat ketchup like every time I have French fries. So is it possible for my taste to change that much and me to start liking buffalo sauce?
If you had COVID.
Maybe. Yeah, there probably has to be an impetus.
I feel like, I mean, taste does evolve. You know, I like things that I didn't like when I was a kid now.
Dude, by the way, though, on the subject of debunked theories, you had, remember you, so Bo's big idea.
Oh, yeah, I had, here, let me explain my theory. And then, so I had a theory for a long time that I didn't think hangovers existed until we learned that alcohol wasn't good for you. And what I mean by that is I think hangovers existed. People just didn't realize that they were hungover. And then once people found out alcohol wasn't healthy for you, people were like, oh, I've been hungover this whole time. You know, more or less, that was my theory for a long time. And yeah, Jack and really found that that's not the case.
Yeah, because I found something. It was like, I don't remember when it was from, but it was like a super old thing in Israel that was like a hangover cure. And I just sent it to Bo, and I was like, does this debunk your theory? And he was like, yes, my theory has no merit anymore.
But
in
defense of my theory, when I explained my logic, you kind of understood where I was coming from.
No, I mean, it makes sense. Like, people were getting super sick because they didn't know to wash their hands. You know, it's like there's shit that like causes things and you just don't. It that seems obvious now, but it's only obvious because we were like told that, you know?
Yeah, people were like, I was just like, I feel like people probably felt like shit all the time and didn't realize that alcohol was a big reason why, nor
yeah,
did they.
And you were also saying that they were shit. Yeah, and you were saying too that I think it was like a, I don't know if it was French or whatever, but they were drinking, like, instead of coffee, they would drink like a couple beers in the morning.
Yeah,
I
got bored at work and I was drinking coffee and I was like, what did the Europeans do before they had coffee? So I like found myself in a Google rabbit hole and they would drink beer or wine, just like a glass or two.
When did they get coffee?
I looked that up too. I mean, I imagine whenever they colonized Africa or the Americas, because that was where coffee's from. So I would imagine sometime well after the death
of 1600s, something like that.
Yeah, I was thinking the 1400s. It might be earlier than that, though.
Well, I don't know, because did it come from... Because I didn't know it came from Africa.
Oh,
I knew. I was thinking of South America.
To Europe and Hungary when the Turks invaded Hungary in 1526.
1526. Wow.
So later than I thought. And within a year, apparently, it spread all over Europe. Apparently, the second they like got coffee, they're like...
Yeah, they were like, oh, my God. This rules.
It was probably like, we think coffee is expensive now, but it was probably such a bourgeois thing when it first came to Europe that it was probably so expensive. Like,
how do you think they made it back in the day? Like, do you think they just like, because there's kind of a lot of process that goes into it, right? You have to like roast the beans and then you got to grind it up and then you got to.
I bet they drink soak it in water stuff. I bet they just like
put there's like Arabic coffee. Have you ever had that before?
No.
It's like really fine. There's like grounds in it. It's like ground up super fine. Like it was probably, but how would they grind it up that finely? They don't have
they
any of those
stuff
like
to grind things, you know? you could
grind, I guess they have dried beans and stuff. Like a
pepper. It probably coffee was probably horrible for a while, but I'm sure that they just drank the beans. Like I think cowboys did that. They would just put beans in hot water over a fire and just drink nasty coffee.
Dang.
But I will further defend my logic on my recently debunked theory on the hangover, because in college I was in a class and they told us this little anecdote about how blue is a socially constructed color, which sounds insane, but it is true.
Bo and I were talking about this for a while, and I don't even like, how can it be like, maybe I understand not having a name for it, but I feel like you would be able to distinguish between the different colors like from birth, right? Like, isn't that a genetic thing?
Well, apparently in the case of the color blue, they couldn't see blue until they had a name for it. Like apparently they like just kind of see gray. Like there are like indigenous tribes that don't have blue as a color. Like they don't see blue. Like you ask them what color is the sky and they say it's the color of something else. Like a gray. It's not like a stark difference, but
that's crazy. Do you think it's could be
medium?
Something...
Medium wrote an article in 2019. Blue is not a color; it's a mystery.
I'll have to read that at a different time.
Shit's wild, dude.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, this weekend I went to the Cowboys game. It was freaking sweet.
Oh yeah, dude. That's awesome.
Dude, yeah, it was so much fun. And there were like, just that stadium, because I had been there for like high school games before, but seeing like 90 plus thousand people in there is like insane. It gets so loud.
I went to one game on Thanksgiving. It was the game Tony Romo broke his collarbone for the second time in a season. And it was wild, dude. That stadium's so cool. That stadium.
Was that at the new stadium?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That new stadium's wild.
Yeah, but it was kind of funny because there were like it was way up, like nosebleed. It was at the top section, but we could still see the field really well. And then we were kind of like pretty close to one side, like in the like corner of one end zone. So when it got really far away, like we could just look at the screen. But I mean, we had a great view, and it was cool because it was like the most they've won by in 20 years. Just happened to be the game that I was at
last week against.
I know, that's what my brother and I were talking about, because the Cowboys had like a pretty bad defeat the previous week, and we were like at the beginning we were stressed out, we're like, man, I hope they play well. But then pretty much just through the first quarter we were like, oh yeah, like that, we were just so relaxed. But it was kind of funny because there were a decent amount of Falcons fans there that were just like just being so like loud and obnoxious and stuff. Like when we were in line, like trying to get into the stadium, he's like, I'm a preacher of the Atlanta Falcons. I'm here to offer you salvation. Come to our side. We will accept you all. Like just standing on like this like curb thing. So he was raised up a couple feet and we were all like, dude, God, this guy's crazy. And then his wife was next to him in a Cowboys jersey. And she was like, please stop.
She's like, please stop. That's the name of the episode. Please stop. Please stop.
But yeah, it was crazy. And then there was another guy in the bathroom. And there were, because I was just going to the bathroom. Like, I feel like I'm a pretty chill sports fan. Like, I'm not going to get super heated about anything. But there are people in the bathroom, like a Cowboys and a Falcons fan, like just yelling at each other.
That's like, so wild.
Dude, yeah.
That's so ridiculous.
Yeah. And he'd be like, we'll see what happens on the field, bro. We'll see what happens on the field. Like, and it was the Falcons fan. The Falcons fan was the one who was getting like super heated. But then the Cowboys fan was kind of going back and forth with him. And then I was like, dang, I'd like to like see him after the game happened.
Could you imagine being that? Like, because you and I both like sports, but we're like in a pretty decent place with it where it's like, entertainment for us, we have emotional stakes involved, but it's not gonna like dictate our lives to that degree.
Yeah, but it's also just like the only reason you like the team you like is just where you're from. Like it doesn't matter.
It's local pride. Yeah.
I don't expect anyone to like the Dallas Cowboys if they're from Florida, except for you.
Odd case. A lot of people do like the Cowboys from like places that aren't Dallas.
Yeah, true. The Cowboys are like one example of that. But I just mean like I don't hold anything against people who like other teams. But I don't know. Some people take that shit personally, dude. Like it's weird. I don't understand it at all.
Dude, yeah. I mean, there are teams I fucking hate. But I'll like give people all
but the fam. You don't like hate the fans like individually.
No. Sometimes sometimes if I do meet someone and I don't like them and I find out they're a fan of something, like a team that I don't like, I'll like further justify why I don't like them based on their fandom. I'm like, I knew I didn't like them.
Sometimes I meet people who are fans of teams. And I want that team to lose because I don't like the person.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fun.
That's so messed up. Like, you'll have a coworker you don't like who's, like, a big fan of something. And then they go back and, like, you watch the game. And you're like, yes, like, he's going to be pissed off tomorrow.
Oh, I actively rooted against teams because I knew it would piss somebody off.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I'm like, oh, man, it would be so funny to see that fucking person be bummed about the Falcons or whatever the fuck. You know?
Yeah, exactly. It's so funny. But, yeah, it's pretty fun. I would love to go to another Cowboys game. It was just the energy in there. Like, and it was just...
It made me want to go to a game really bad hearing you talk about it.
Yeah. In the second, just like in the second half when they were like, there was no possible way they were losing. There was just such good vibes in the stadium. Everyone was just like, yeah, hell of a game. We're like, yeah. Like you just walk back, like high fiving people on the way out. Everybody's just like yelling like, go Cowboys, let's go. Uh-huh. Like, it was sick.
Did you guys get like hot dogs and beer and stuff?
We had a lot of beers, like so many beers. While
who
we
drove
were there.
You?
My little brother dropped us off, and then my mom. So like my mom picked us up like a lot later. We just kind of chilled because there's that whole big courtyard kind of area outside of the stadium. So we were like hanging out there, just drinking beer for a couple hours, and then we walked to a Hooters.
That traffic is so bad out there.
Yeah, and then we were gonna take an Uber, but it was like at first it was like $90, and then it went down to 55. But then my mom just came and picked us up because we're in Grapevine, and it was only like 20-minute drive.
That was nice, your mom though. Yeah. Yeah, really cool. How much were beers?
$9.50 for a 16-ounce, which is honestly bad, but
not as bad as it would have been.
Yeah, you'd think it'd be like.
I thought it would be like $15 for sure.
We drank so many beers, dude. It was like it. But what was nice is we were on like the edge of, we had the two seats that were by the stairs. Cause you know, the Gardner brothers are the founding members of SBG, you know?
Small Bladder Gang.
Yeah, dog.
Nice.
You're a member of that.
I am for sure. Yeah.
T-shirts.
Small Bladder Gang. Yeah. Society of Security Squirters. Yeah. That's all.
That'd be sick if we had t-shirts for Small Bladder Gang.
We should start like a Freemason type society for people who have to pee a lot.
That'd be cool.
You have to be able to pee a lot, and you have to be referred to the society by 15 other small bladder members.
How would we? Yeah, 15. So just no one ever joins. How would we test it? Would we just like get a bunch of people? Like we'd be hanging out. We'd give them a bucket and be like, "You have to fill this up in like 6 hours or something." I don't know how else we do
this. We get the people who the NFL hires to observe.
Yeah,
steroid tests.
Yeah,
to make sure that there's no fake piss. We make sure that no one's taping plastic bags to their legs and shit.
Yeah, yeah. You know? It's not bringing in clean pee. It's just bringing in pee.
But if you were to buy pee off of someone and they were to directly pee in the bucket, I'd allow that though. I'd respect.
Yeah, that's kosher.
Yeah, you just can't bring pee in advance. The pee has to come within the time window.
So I've got a question for you, Bo, actually, that just came to mind. Do you think you and I have like a higher volume of pee, or do you think the volume's the same, just the frequency is more? So do you think pee like half the amount just more times, or do you think we have like, so you think it just goes straight through us?
I also think I drink a lot more water than a lot of people.
So is it small bladder gang or is it hydrated gang? I feel like I have a small bladder. Like I have to.
There's that. I mean, I probably do, but how much variance in bladder size is there? You know, like a whole pea's worth of bladder? No way. No one. There's not someone with a bladder that's twice the size of your bladder.
Surely there is. I bet Shaq's bladder is massive. I bet that dude pees like once a week.
But when he does, it's so much.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's like a racehorse. Shaq listens to the pod. Shaq, let us know. How often do you go? His body just has so much place to store it. Which would probably be good because your body can absorb more of whatever you've been drinking. Yeah. So it's the like nutrient. If you've been drinking like juice, like healthy juice.
Or alcohol, you could get drunker. Just like it'd longer. Be like an extended release. Yeah.
That's the curse of drinking if you're Shaq. You're it's like being drunk for 2 days when most of us are drunk for like a night, you know?
Yeah.
Like there was a bit in What We Do in the Shadows where a guy talks about how he's had an orgasm. He was like, I've orgasmed for 2 hours at a time. Not as nice as it sounds.
It's like people. Have you heard of people who will have like a chronic case of the hiccups? So they'll just be hiccuping for like years and they just can't stop
for that
hiccuping.
Long? Whoa. That's
yeah.
Crazy.
No, I've seen, I don't know if it was like one of those True TV bullshit shows where people are like addicted to drinking bleach and shit like that. But it was someone who just had the hiccups and couldn't stop hiccuping. And it was some girl and she was just like, hip, 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 like constantly. I don't know if it was a mental thing or her diaphragm was actually messed up.
Yeah. Was that like Tourette's or something? Like,
I don't know. I'm not sure. But I think that you can actually have a thing where you just have a chronic case of the hiccups and just can't stop.
That would suck.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
When you get the hiccups for it like sucks, night, dude. It's one of my least favorite things.
Dude, you know what the worst thing ever? I don't know if you can relate to this. I feel like I get the hiccups pretty often, but I'll be like at work or something and I'll yawn. And mid-yawn, I'll hiccup, and it just like billows throughout the room because my mouth is like wide open, and like I have a deep breath of air, and then it just comes out. It's super loud, it's like, and everybody's like, "Oh my!"
It's like boom,
yeah, and everyone's like, "Oh my god, dude, dude!" If you hiccup mid-yawn, it is not a good time, dude.
That sounds like painful.
Yeah, it's really loud. It's just man. Hell of a hiccup, though, let me tell you.
Do you hiccup often after? Does that start the hiccup show?
I don't know. It just usually happens, like, if I'm hiccuping. Like, I've got a case of the... Sometimes I'll get a case of the hiccups that doesn't go away for, like, an hour or something. Like, it'll just be on and off, like, hiccuping. And sometimes I get a little sleepy, you know? I don't know. You know, sometimes I'll be, I don't know, working on some spreadsheets or something, not dozing off, but just want to let out a yawn. And then those two worlds collide every once in a while. There's nothing you can do about it.
For a second, I was like, why do you hiccup when you get sleepy? And then I was like, oh, yeah, yawn. I was like, that's weird.
Dude, imagine. That would suck. Like, you're trying to go to bed. You're like, oh, it's been a long day. Can't wait to get a good 8 hours of sleep. And you just hiccup the entire time.
Yeah, that would be a nightmare.
That trait would have probably been eliminated, like whenever humans were living tribally. Like,
humans
imagine,
would have
like
been eliminated pretty quickly, no, I think.
Well, but if there was like one dude in a group of 50 humans that were all sleeping together and he was just hiccuping all night, they'd be like, "No, we have to kill Carl.
With that
we
guy.
Have to kill Carl. Like, there's nothing we can do. We're not sleeping awake. This bastard will not stop hiccuping."
Yeah, it was back when we like had a bit more of our animal instinct, where it was just like for the better survival, we kill the weakest, you know?
Yeah,
or the most
annoying.
You would
have to kill him, right?
Yeah, we don't see past the thing that we need to solve. Like, now we see the humanity. We're like, things would, you know, like, if we got rid of blah, 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 things would be better, but...
There were probably really annoying traits like that that just got eliminated by, like, Darwinism, but also just people being, like, pissed off. Do you
murder.
Think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Like,
does that still? I guess that still applies, like survival of the fittest, right? But I've never thought of it from the context of
what do you think is
other.
Like a contemporary human trait that through Darwinism or natural evolution, or I guess I mean we probably there's probably some level of like selective breeding going on that no one is aware of somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's there's definitely
that
like
is being waned away.
there's like tall people, you know, like people are generally attracted to taller people, and the popular, like, I think height,
we are getting taller as people.
Yeah. But I think that has to do a lot with nutrition as well.
Yeah.
But then also there's just so many
people. So the shorter you are, the more unhealthy you are.
Yeah. And this is one problem I have with modern society is there's so many people that ugly people reproduce with each other. You know, I think it'd be better if just all the ugly people died.
Damn. That's cold-blooded.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just being honest here.
Yeah, no, I think.
You're telling me you want ugly people?
The development of personalities has been very good for humanity as a whole. And I think you can attribute that to a lack or less of a physical aptitude.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, look at people who didn't need to be funny when they were kids. Oftentimes, still not funny, you know?
That's true.
You ever talk to someone who didn't have to develop a personality in middle school?
Yeah, you have to develop a redeeming quality. Oh, trust me, I know a few. Yeah.
I mean, that was I attribute the fact that I do stand up right now to the fact that when I was in middle school, I felt like I had to develop humor because I wasn't good at sports. You know what I mean? It's true. I think that that's true.
Yeah, you develop humor because of your anxieties and insecurities.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's what I did.
Yeah, absolutely. It stemmed from feeling like I was chubby and being like, oh, I'm gonna be funny. I guess I'm the funny guy. No one wants to be the funny guy when they're younger, but in the long term, I think it's the better play.
Yeah. No, I feel like people do. I think just, I don't know, sometimes you're like insecure in social situations, and like a good way to like have quick validation of whether or not people like you is just like if they're smiling or laughing when you do things.
Yeah,
you know?
You get that sweet, sweet laughter, and you're like, yeah, oh, dude, this is a drug.
Yeah, I probably talked about, well, I don't know if I've talked about this, but so Bo's been doing stand-up for like a really long time, obviously, but I gave a best man speech at a wedding, and like I got some laughs and stuff, and like it went pretty well in front of a lot of people, and then after I just had like this rush and I was like, dude, I understand why you do this now.
Yeah dude
Yeah, it was crazy. It felt so good.
It's a drug. Like, yeah. getting laughs I've never taken a chemical substance that has made me feel that good. You know,
like, you aren't taking, let me introduce you to my guy, baby.
You're not taking my drugs.
Yeah, dude, okay. No, but it's also just that feeling of like anxiety beforehand, and then like the sweet release of like it going well. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's like how it was for me. I guess you get that less.
Putting yourself in high pressure situations and getting through it. Did you know that like fear of public speaking? You know how it's the number one fear amongst people?
Yeah.
Like when surveyed.
Yeah.
Did you know like where that fear stems from, like genetically or like from our species?
Let me tell you what I think it is, and you tell me if it's right or not.
Yeah.
So what I think it was, and I feel like I've heard this before, is that you feel like you're being ostracized by the other like members of your tribe, so you have to defend yourself and your place within the tribe.
Yes, that's exactly.
Is that correct?
Either they're about to kill you or they're about to kick you out of the tribe. So oftentimes in those days, if you were the only person speaking in front of a group of people, it's because you were trying not to get excommunicated or whatever.
Yeah,
or
and that killed. Makes perfect sense, because like why
and then,
else
and
would
then
you need
fear
to do?
Is carried down now, where now it's just like, oh, I hope I don't embarrass myself, you know?
Yeah.
Or whatever. But
I remember you told me too that there was a survey that went around. Who knows who did it? Who knows if it's accurate? But for the sake of this conversation, you told me that like the number one and two fears for people in general were death and public speaking.
That's so insane.
That's so messed up, dude.
Like whenever I tell someone I do stand up, they're like, I could never do stand up. I'm like, you absolutely could do stand up. Yeah. I'm not saying you could do good stand up, but for you to say you couldn't stand up on stage.
Yeah, you could stand up there and do something and people would probably laugh at you. at least.
Yeah, they might not laugh with you. You might not control the laughter, but there will be laughs. And those laughs don't feel very good. You're walking a razor's edge. And I've been on both sides of it. You know? And the other laughs don't feel good. They feel so bad.
Man. All right. Well, do you want to wrap this up? It's been about an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Next week, we probably won't have a podcast because Thanksgiving. We were going to try and record two today, but I don't think we're going to be able to. So we're off next week. Our bad.
Yeah, our bad. But everyone have a happy holidays. Let us know your favorite holiday traditions, your least favorite holiday traditions, your plans over the holidays, and we'll do a holiday special recap.
Yeah, and if you
send us that information,
we'll do a holiday recap. Also, let us know what you guys think of the No Way Home trailer. The Spider-Man trailer dropped right before we recorded.
Ooh, I still haven't watched it. I'll watch it tonight and I'll let you know.
Yeah, let us know in the community because we're probably gonna inevitably talk about that movie a lot as my anticipation grows.
I would say, yeah. Bo, I'll try to save myself. Bo will not try.
No, I'll force Spider-Man.
Bo's going all in. He's gonna be Bo. So earlier, I didn't want to say anything because we weren't going to talk about Spider-Man, but earlier in the show, he unzipped his sweater and he has a Spider-Man costume on underneath it.
It's not a costume. I got it tattooed. I got a full body tattoo.
Wow. That's high quality. It looks good.
Yeah, it like bends with my skin and stuff. It's really cool.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, bye, guys.
Peace.
Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes. Recap in life. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce.